October 13th and 14th, 9 a.m. Preview Wednesday, October 12th, 9 to 4. Henderson Auctions, Florida Boulevard, Livingston, Louisiana. Go online to register now. HendersonAuctions.com. 1-800-850-2252. Auctioneer M. Henderson, Louisiana License Number 136-16.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
This is Maritime Matters with Eric Schein on WGSO AM 990, the program that dives into everything American that comes together at our water's edge.
All right. Well, I want to tell you that the largest shipping company with ships is in Switzerland. What else is in Switzerland? The Hadron Collider, Bush, who's German, shut down our Hadron Collider that was going to be three times the size of the one in Switzerland. It was enormous. They've turned the tunnels over to who knows. In Switzerland, Davos, the Bilderberg Group. In Switzerland, the most fortified country in the world. The Germans wouldn't even go in there. It's been taken over. All this is going on behind the scenes, so to speak. Switzerland also has Nestle. You remember the boycotts and everything on Nestle products. Because they were so onerous. It's also a big pharma. BioEngine is in Germany. The other second largest, the first largest Mediterranean shipping company, MSC, is Swiss. The second largest is AP Moller. Or CMA, CGA. AP Moller is Dutch. They get the name Deutsch from German. They are in Denmark. It's a kingdom. Just like... so many other countries. The Geneva Conventions is in Geneva, Switzerland. The World Economic Forum Young Global Leaders Program is in Switzerland. The third largest or second largest, it's up for grabs, is CGA, CMA. It bought American President Lines, and it's running flags of convenience back at us. Instead of running American flag ships with a foreign flag of convenience, then you could, it goes to the law of that country, state that you're flying the flag of. One of the fourth or fifth largest shipping companies is Costco. China Ocean Shipping Company. So you've got the majority of ships in and around Switzerland, Germany. If you remember that Switzerland speaks Swiss as their business language, French as their business language, and German as their official business language. It was the backdoor bank drop for the Nazis in World War II. It is where Klaus Schwab has set up his financial army, because the new corporate military industrial complex manufacturers of a grand scale. They do not want to see mom and pop. They want only mega corporations. They are the stakeholders that you've heard so much about, or so little, for 75 years. Prussia was part of this, and Hindenburg, part of this dynastic family line. And, you know, the Windsors are Saxe-Coburg-Gotha. I've been saying this forever. I've been saying it's the royal families who have targeted us, targeted me. Brudzinski, Lieutenant Commander Brudzinski, he runs the program now. He used the Coast Guards, ALJs, administrative law judges, that are not judges. They are executive branch police commissioners that are residing over our constitutional rights, stepping on them for foreign companies. APL was sold to NOL, and it has since been sold to CGA CMA, which is a French company I spoke about. I don't think you, maybe you do, get the significance of this. CGA CMA was, much like APL was, sponsored by the French government, and it was privatized. This is going on worldwide, the privatization of U.S. Treasury, or I would say even English Treasury, although they are very well protected. Another thing is, who guards the Swiss army, or what do they guard? They guard the Pope, who has since put out September 30th as a drop-dead date for all monies to be in the Vatican bank. They are pulling the country. They are pulling the countries. They are pulling the nation states and flipping it into the corporate state, where there will be no America. There will be no England. There will be no Canada. There will be no Mexico. They're all being taken down intentionally by the powers that be, the royal family that owns you've seen it, videos that are coming out. Get active, people. Make a difference. You can do it.
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show. We'll talk sports, music, current events, everything in between. That's weekdays, 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM. A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy Sign Capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, all, Brian Diaz here, host of the NOLA Drink Show. Kick off your weekend happy hour with me every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
It's a new era.
A true son of the University of Louisiana, our head football coach, Mike Desimo.
With the same raging Cajuns.
10-5, touchdown, Louisiana.
Follow Louisiana's defense of the Sun Belt.
This is a team that knows how to win.
On your radio home for Ragin' Cajuns football.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Something better is the power.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
It's the Flaming Conservative. Join me now on Friday nights at 7 p.m. for Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya on WGSO.
So I'm breaking down the economic, the World Economic Forum, which is Swiss, German, and French. Remember what the French did in World War II? They threw up their arms and they said, "Welcome in. Sorry, we're not going to fight you." That's what the French did, because they knew, why fight him when he can join him? The French have joined the Germans, as in World War II. We are in World War IV. The Cold War, I hate to tell you, was World War III. This is World War IV. For anybody that's paying attention, The largest shipping company in the world is Swiss. The Hadron Collider, the biggest one in the world, there's smaller research Hadron Collider. I think General Dynamics has one, or no, General Electric, or no, General Atomic. Sorry for getting all these companies that I used to work at mixed up. I'm raising the alarm because, you know, I've been doing it for some time because Lieutenant Commander Walter J. Rudzinski, who was the administrative law judge, the Coast Guard hearing officer who failed to carry on a hearing, he carried on a military tribunal of me for the royal family. Dr. French, think of Smith, Glaxo, Klein, French. The last name has been removed from their Smith, Glaxo, Klein, or Smith, Klein. It's Klein, K-L-I-N-E. It's a pharmaceutical company in Europe. I'm not sure if it's Swiss or not. These mega corporations, BioEngine was a German corporation that owned the bioweapon known as the shots. You're going to get a shot. I'm raising the alarm because Biden is bitten, is German. He's from Ireland, Northern Ireland, and he is German. The British were Anglo-Saxons. They took over a long time ago. Ireland and Britain, the Romans, used thyme as a key ingredient in taking over Britain for 500-600 years to take it over, using locals through bribes, corruption, and people who would work with them, who were kings in their own right, who would work with the Romans to, and that's one ingredient I've focused on it. I've said some stuff about it. I've said actually quite a lot. The ties to, let me say this, Dagon is the ancient fish religion of the Roman Catholic Church. It's 5,600 years old. It's a lot older than 2,000 years. And when Christ, quote unquote, came down to us, and you've heard me speak of Josephus, the Jewish man who wrote the Bible, or the account that we're taken from about 100 years later, for his Roman lords. I'm trying to think of Titus and Tiberius, the son of God. We worship a man who was made a god, little g. We have APL, used to be our premier American flag carrier. We had a American merchant marine that was not foreign owned. A lot of the shipyards are now foreign owned and foreign controlled American shipyards. Hawaii, Honolulu was privatized, and that is the means or mechanisms that they use to take over a country, is to privatize what used to be public. They're working on, this is what defund the police is about. It's about private corporations coming in and taking over the police. Taking over the police, who will not serve you. They will serve the wealthy elite. They will be separate from us, separate and apart from us. They want to, that's why Rick Caruso is being brought into the fray. He may get mayor this time. I don't know if it's even been held. If he doesn't, he will get it the next time, because he's in for the long haul. He's a billionaire, and he is a developer who will change the rules, not the law. He will change the rules, because we live by the rule of rule than rather the rule of law. The Federal Administrative Procedure Act, 1946, was instituted in World War II or thereafter, shortly thereafter, to do away with our separation of powers, something that was so foundational, so earth-shattering, that Montesquieu, who wrote the book Spirit of Law in 1748, Thomas Paine had a bounty on his head, and he was in France trying to steer the French Revolution, and he was up for guillotining, to be guillotined, when fellow patriots saved his life. We're living in identical times. They've used the corporation.
Place where mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO, or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, live on WGSO Radio from 9 to 11 every Saturday morning at Premier Nissan, 6636 Veterans Boulevard, where Metairie meets Canada, for breakfast with the Bayou Bengals talking LSU football.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show. WGSO.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. Two juveniles are now in custody for the fatal shooting of a teenager from Assumption Parish. Whitney Thomas has more.
Thibodaux Police Department made another arrest in the murder of 15-year-old Jaron Cole. A 12-year-old juvenile was arrested and charged with one count of principal to second-degree murder. Spokesperson Clint Dempster says the juvenile was certainly involved.
Maybe not directly involved as far as, you know, being the actual suspect who actually, you know, would have pulled the trigger or something like that, but definitely involved.
Dempster said this was a full circle situation.
You know, these police officers have families to go home to, and they have kids who are close in age with some of these people that we're picking up. So it really hits home.
I'm Whitney Thomas.
A 17-year-old Como High School student in Lafayette was arrested for terrorizing and resisting arrest. Lafayette PD says the suspect allegedly told students not to go to school and that he was bringing a gun to shoot up the school. The juvenile was taken into custody at his home. Louisiana Radio Network.
For nearly half a century, Tiger Ag Magazine has covered all things LSU sports. The 2003 National Championship with Coach Nick Saban. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. The 2007 National Championship with Coach Les Miles. Tiger Rag Magazine was there. And the undefeated season of the 2019 National Championship with Coach Ed Orgeron. Tiger Rag was there. With coverage from the practice field to the hoisting of the trophy. But in all these years of LSU sports moments, there has never been a more exciting time to be a Tiger fan than now. A new era has arrived at Tiger Stadium. Coach Brian Kelly has arrived in Baton Rouge with aspirations of grasping the one thing that has eluded his illustrious career, a national championship.
It takes hard work. It takes a commitment.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there every step of the way as Coach Kelly attempts to solidify his status in Louisiana immortality. Follow each moment with Tiger Rag Magazine on newsstands now, online at TigerRag.com.
You are my sunshine.
This is Big John Mason. Please listen to the Big John Mason Show Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 1 p.m. to 2 on WGSO 990 AM.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word about our favorite beverage. We're the Beer Guys, and we're bringing you the best and the latest from the world of craft beer. Join us to get the scoop on the new brews, crafty news, and interviews with the amazing people of craft beer. We'll hear stories from breweries across the country, what they're brewing, their take on trends, plus the art and science that goes into making a great craft beer. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m., right here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
on WGSO 990 AM. This is where we started. This is our home. We're going to bring you news of the wine world, interviews with wine makers. We're going to talk to people who know something about wine. We hope you'll join us.
The Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM.
Every weekday
from 4 until 5
from the heart of the Crescent City.
My name is Eric Shine, and my program is Maritime Matters. It's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Listen in.
American Ground Radio is headed to New Orleans. The Big Easy, the Crescent City, the birthplace of jazz. New Orleans, y'all. Every day, more and more Americans are listening on American Ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr on 990 AM WGSO and streaming live at WGSO.com. This should be fun.
Join me, Mitch Gibbs, host of In the Red Zone, after every Saints regular season game at the Dixie Tavern located at 3802 Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Metairie.
All right. This is coming back music. I don't know if people understand that 9/11, it wasn't just an inside job. It was by a president, George W. Bush, who was acting much like Biden is, to destroy the United States from within. What better way to do it than the royals from Europe who, I don't know if you remember, the creation of the European Union in 1991 or thereabouts, it started, it was from the European Economic Community that started from Germany. It's the large weapons and manufacturing conglomerates. That's why these, you know, we should not have General Motors. We soon won't have General Motors, not to our benefit, but the benefit of the royals. The Chrysler, remember how a bunch of taxpayer dollar went into taxpayers' dollars went into save that company in the mid 1980s, 1990s, and before, only to be sold to the Germans. And the Germans, it actually, we were supposed to buy Daimler-Benz Chrysler when the ink was dry in the contracts and they got their copy with their signatures on it. They realized in the fine print that they didn't pay much attention to, or did, that it was bought by the Germans. Chrysler didn't buy Daimler-Benz. It was bought by, and it had the M1 A1 Abrams main battle tank division, the tank division of Chrysler, which was forced to be sold off to get the deal to go through. But with the deal, I'm sure, went a copy of the plans somewhere, accidentally, I'm sure. Where the Germans, Deutschland, got the plans for the main battle tank. Not only does this allow them to find the weak points in the main battle tank, but design, when you steal something like that, like, I don't know, the plans for the silent running propeller on submarines that trying to think of the company that sold the plans, the CEO sold the plans from Japan, our compatriot. Japan was on the other side of things. The Germans, who were put up by the British, who were funded by the British, they carry on these world wars, wars of aggression and conquest and defense, because we who fight it are nothing better than property to them. We are vassals, we are serfs, we are seen as unimportant. I fought for our licensed personnel board on APL and Matson Ships. Matson is also one of the big daddy shipping companies now. It helped steal the Hawaiian Islands. I think they're going to work out some kind of a weird deal when America falls and Matson will become a kingdom unto itself. Hawaii will become a kingdom to itself, led by Matson Navigation Steamship Company, the other company that was involved in torturing me in a military tribunal. The Department of Homeland Security, which was formed, well, the Coast Guard was taken into the Department of Homeland Security on March 3rd, 2003, and 3 days later, they brought charges against me. This Lieutenant Commander Tribole, who was acting on behalf of and or promises made to him by Admiral Allen, who's married to Pamela Hess the Third, who is of Hessian blood. If you know, it was a professional army that was brought in the War of 1812 and the Revolutionary War. You know, not much is said about the War of 1812 because the White House was burned to the ground, but it was made black. And that's why it had to be whitewashed with paint to become the White House. They have been playing games with us, corrupting our system of rules, not rules, of law, a system that relies on it, due process. They don't want to have to pay or deal with it. They would rather crush all of us to revert to where the First Amendment does not mean anything because we can't defend it. The Second Amendment doesn't mean anything because, as Biden said, which is bitten, which is German, they pulled the wool over our eyes. We thought we won World War II, when in fact I say we lost World War II because the Federal Administrative Procedure Act married all three of the separation of powers issues that Montesquieu identified in his treatise, Spirit of the Law, that identified all three of the great powers that the Congress or legislative body that Nancy Pelosi has held on to like a tyrant. You know that Nancy Pelosi is, she's Order of the Garter, which is the Queen's, it does certain things for the Queen. It does pallbearer, you know. If Nancy Pelosi was not involved in that, she must have done it. She probably was. I don't know why she wouldn't have a very, you know, prime seat at the ceremony, the death funeral ceremony. But now King George the Third is, or King George the Third, that's pretty much. We'll be right back. 504-556-9696. Call in. Who knows? Maybe you'll be an anti-royalist too. But don't forget about that hate speech.
Without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
What does grace mean to you? At Grace of the Green Light, a 501c3 nonprofit, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, clean drinking water, and the chance to go home again. Our work is made possible through the generous support of Emery and James Limited, an independent insurance agent serving Covington, Hammond, and Metairie, Louisiana. Emery and James, serving our community for generations. Learn more at emeryjames.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO. GSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM, WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Enjoy your next happy hour with Roz and the Rocks. Fridays at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child's scholarship. And you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Craft beer is booming, and we're here to share the good word and the latest news about our favorite beverage. Join us every week, Beer Guys Radio, Saturday at 8 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM.
All right, we'll go to Cajun Buccaneer. Doing fine.
Hey, can you hear me?
I'm doing fine, and yes, I can hear you.
Okay, that's good. I got to turn my radio off so it doesn't rebound.
Yeah.
Listen, this is an eye-opening, mind-boggling, ear-opening, you know, session that you're having here tonight. And I'm talking about your eyes, your ears, and your mind. You're waking people up every way that you possibly can. You know, you bring back so many memories when you talk about, you know, the military and the police and all, that I just got to tell you all, you're right, Eric. This is a world war, and it's being done by the Royals. And I'm not talking about a sports team. I'm talking about a war death team that's working together to destroy our country. I'm talking about
they want us all to be slaves to them, to work for them.
The Nazi IRSS, the insatiable revenue swindlers and shysters, and they're the murderers, too. Because they're murdering our people left and right. This is a discreet, you know, assassination, science vaccination project they're putting on us right now.
Silent wars.
to get
silent it weapons or quiet wars. Behind the scenes.
Exactly what they're doing.
Behind the scenes, 75, 100 years. The Council on Foreign Relations, I wish other people would pick it up and pay attention to it. Tucker or Hannity or anybody on Fox News. But Fox News is owned by the royal family. It was brought, Rupert Murdoch was brought into the United States by Newt Gingrich.
There's only a few organizations you can watch on TV that tell you the truth. There's only a few people that tell the truth. You know, the evil among the many when you see stuff on TV. That's why I call it hellavision and hexavision, because they're brainwashing you. They want to turn your little boys into little girls and your little girls into little boys. You know, we're just barely scratching the surface
because
tonight,
one,
Eric.
One reason is they're Malthusians who feel or believe that there are too many people on this planet.
There's not enough people on this planet. The Earth, God says to be fruitful and multiply. That's what God says.
You know what we're going to need them for? Exploration and space. They don't want anyone to get off this planet if you're not owned by a corporation that they own. Remember, I said that our founders fought a revolutionary war against the royals and their corporations. And their corporations. That's what everybody is forgetting.
World War Z, I call it. World War Z. You know, that's right. We need to pool our resources and our money and our families and our intelligences together to protect what we have left, because they're not going to stop. These are mentally ill, dangerous Nazi IRSS, FBI, CIA, you know, invaders from hell is what they actually are. You know, this ain't no science fiction movie.
Oh, it's
real.
It's a rainbow coalition of fascists who are gay, like Harari, or... And I'm not trashing any particular, but they've become all inclusive to welcome all types of fascists from around the world to carry on business in a fascist way, where you are like Elon Musk. He said, and you have to listen to these people, he said that he wanted to move to Berlin.
You better believe it. Look, they're coming after us. These Marxist sodomite vampires are coming at us with multicolored, rainbow-colored pills and get them to your children and your family and friends. It's killing them. It's called fentanyl and heroin. They're magnifying all the other stuff, too. You got to get your shot. You got to wear your mask. You got to take this. You got to do that. Don't trust Auschwitz Hospital. That's where my woman died. Auschwitz Hospital killed my first wife. They sure did. And they'll kill your wife and your future, too, if you let them.
Well, Hoag was a shipbuilder, and they come from shipping. It's international. But it was a shipbuilder in World War II, and he got a hold of Nixon. Nixon had him come in, and Henry J. Kaiser. What does Kaiser mean? Oh, well, that means king. Got a hold of Nixon's ear, and he started the first HMO, Health Management Organization.
What does that stand for, HMO? What does that stand for?
Health Management Organization.
I call them Hell Marxist Organization.
Marxism is a royalist tool. It's only a tool. It's to control the masses. It's probably the most totalitarian type of government. If we had any semblance of our rights to due process in the merchant marine, we're supposed to have, we're the highest order. We're so protected Congress has written so many laws to protect us because we're unprotected. The cabbage laws that protect our shipping. We don't have shipping anymore. It's owned by the Swiss, the French, and the Germans.
Eric, figure you out come about back on Jeff Carrere's show as soon as possible. You need to go on Jeff Carrere's show again. You know, and I want people out there to help this man as much as possible. He is a wealth of knowledge. He knows the truth. He is free. Much of us out here are not free like he is because he knows the truth. I love you very much, Eric. Keep pushing hard as you possibly can and expose the enemy. Stand in the gap. Watch the wall. Put in the mind of Jesus Christ in the form of God. And get out there on the battlefield. We got to stop him. We got to defund the IRSS. The FBI, the CIA, all these other people. These are rural British Nazis out there, and they're brown shirts and black shirts, and they're attacking us like Hitler never did before. In fact, Joe Biden might make Hitler jealous. Wake up, America, amen.
Yep. Yep. Well, I could use some help. I wouldn't mind the show getting picked up by All right. Let's finish the show out where I could really use some help, you know. Getting picked up would be number one. They, instead of letting me into the licensed personnel board, because it's no more, and the corporation is no more, it's APL, it's owned and controlled by the French, who don't believe in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, let alone our shipping articles that were enacted in 1791, and we still use them, although we cannot. I had the Union step on my constitutional rights. I had Mattson step on my constitutional rights. I had APL, which is owned by CMA, CGM, step on my constitutional rights. The Merchant Marine has to be first, has to be protecting our borders, and it needs reinvigoration. And I don't know, you might think of helping this one guy, Jay. He's taking on Maersk, Big Daddy in shipping. Join me, BJ Russ, for the Good night, people.
Radio show every weekday from 6 to 7 p.m. I'll be joined by Rudy Cicchini, and we will give our unique and fun thoughts on sports, music, entertainment, current events, and everything in between. Your calls are welcome, and you can also check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and at www.somethingtosayradioshow.com. The Something to Say Radio Show, weekdays at 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM.
This is Kate Delaney from America Tonight. The show kicks on at midnight, and I'm loving the overwhelming support in New Orleans. What a group of fantastic listeners here on WGSO 990 AM. Join me every morning to catch up on what I call the buzz in your backyard and mine. You'll hear some of the most interesting people on the planet from the world of business, politics, sports, and, well, just intriguing people with a story to tell. If you're around, give us a call. Don't worry, I'll spit out the number plenty of times on the air. Let's agree to meet at midnight right here on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans.
More and more Americans are listening on American ground. Listen each Saturday from noon to 1 p.m. with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Catch all the action of Ragin' Cajuns football this season only on the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
I love MyPillow products, and I love that Mike Lindell is so passionate about his products and America. I use the pillows and the slippers and enjoy them so much, I'm placing orders on more of his products using the promo code WWFA at MyPillow.com. to get big discounts on any of their products, and you will see what the rest of America loves about the products you can find at MyPillow.com using the promo code WWFA.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
The best place for cutting-edge news and talk about southeastern Louisiana is The John Mason Show. Every Tuesday and Wednesday at 1 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, broadcasting live from the heart of New Orleans, Louisiana.
USA Radio.